Presenting the transcribed Egbert and Umley Show with Herb Sheldon.
I'm Egbert, the bookworm.
I'm Umley, the steam shovel.
I'm Herb Sheldon in person, so let's clap hands to the music. Hi there, boys and girls. It's nice to be back with you again. Don't you think so, Egbert?
Yes, I think so, Herb. But I can't understand why you're so excited.
I'm not excited. I'm just very happy to be back with the boys and girls once again. That's all,
Egbert. Oh, I see. Well, I'm sorry, but I don't have as much strength as you have. I can't get excited. I'm just plumb worn out from working so hard.
Oh, Egbert, you don't work that hard. There are lots of people who work lots harder than you do. Boys and girls who spend all their time in school, they work hard, and they play hard, and they have to run errands. But you don't have to do very much.
Oh, you don't think so, Herb? Well, let me tell you, I've been very busy lately.
Doing what?
It's a secret.
It's a secret? What kind of a secret? Why can't you tell me?
Herb, this is something so secret, I can't even whisper to myself about it. Sometimes I'm afraid that if I talk in my sleep, the milkman will hear me. It's a very nerve-wracking thing, having this kind of a secret on my mind.
Well, if it's a secret, I won't press you. I won't ask you what it is. Honest, I won't. If it's a secret, I respect it, Egbert. You just keep your own counsel and don't tell me a thing, Egbert. Not a thing.
Don't you really want to know?
No, Egbert, I don't. I really don't want to know, believe me.
Okay, then I'll tell you. My inventor friend, Glockenspiel Neubob, has developed the most amazing invention of all times. And he's shown it to me. And even though it's a secret, and I shouldn't tell anybody about it, Herb...
Yeah.
I can trust you, and I'm going to tell you.
Well, Egbert, please, if you really shouldn't, then don't. I'll understand. Don't tell me.
Here's the way it works, Herb. You know that lots of people have trouble getting away in the summer because they're so busy. And some people who are tired and want to go away in the winter can't go away because they're so busy.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe they just can't afford it.
I see.
Well, Glocky has invented a machine that will take care of everything.
He has? What kind of a machine is it, Egbert?
Well, Herb... Glocky's machine is called a vacationometer. That's what it's called, a vacationometer. And it works this way.
Mm-hmm.
Say, for example, that it's hot outside, and you'd like to go to a nice, cool place and go fishing.
Yeah.
And lie in the shade.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all you have to do is get under Glocky's machine and set a few dials, and pop, there you are. It's shady, and it's cool. You can do all the fishing that you want to.
Well, where can you do all the fishing you want to? And where is it so shady and cool? And does this machine take you someplace?
Oh, no, Herb. That's the point. You stay exactly where you are, and this machine does all the traveling for you.
Oh, now, Egbert, I don't believe it.
Well, Herb, you will believe it because Glocky said he was going to send the machine out here so you can see for yourself the wonderful things that this vacationometer can do. Wait till you see, Herb. Wait till you see.
Boys and girls, this vacationometer of Glocky's certainly sounds like something if it's true. But I really don't believe, nor can I imagine, there's a machine that just press the buttons and turn some dials can take you wherever you want to go or takes you to the place that you want to go to. But Glocky knew Bob, well, has invented some strange machines in his day. Not all of them work, but maybe this one will. We'll see. But in the meanwhile, boys and girls, this is the time to announce this week's first prize winner in our What's Your Hometown Like contest.
We're going out to Bremerton, Washington, and the boy we're talking to is Howard Bechtol. Howard, how are you?
I'm okay.
That's good, boy. Say, Howard, I'm going going to try a little something with you today. I want to make believe I haven't even read your letter, which, of course, was excellent, telling us about your hometown. Suppose you give us a story right on the air, what it's all about, and why would you like us to visit you out there?
Well, I think you'd enjoy visiting about here because it's all of Pacific Blues, and it's, right now we have Franklin D. Roosevelt in our dock, and we have a visiting sub here, and it's Pacific Sound here is the deepest harbor in the United States, and it has the Olympic Mountains on one side of it and the Cascades on the other, and we have lakes for fishing and all sorts of resorts, and we have a public swimming pool here, and it's very good salmon fishing, and in our house, we can see out across the sound, and whenever any ships come in, we can see them. And
I don't think you have to go any further. I think you sold me. I'm ready for a trip out to your home anytime there, Howard. You're really swell.
I've got an 8-foot punt and a little hydroplane out here.
Well, what's a hydroplane?
Well, it's a flat-bottom boat that's very thin. It's not thick in any place, and it's, the one I've got is carrying an outboard motor, and it's 8 feet, 7.5 inches long.
If I came out, would you give me a ride in it?
Well, I think so.
I'll have to do a little practicing myself. Well, Howard, you sound wonderful, and I want to thank you for answering our telephone, because the reason why we called you is your letter was the best this week, and you are this week's winner of a beautiful AMF Roadmaster bicycle, the world's finest, most beautiful bicycle. It's the AMF Pleasure Liner, safe and strong, with an electric horn and headlight.
Well, thanks a lot.
You're entirely welcome. Now you have a hydroplane, a bicycle, a nice family out there, and a wonderful state and wonderful city to live in.
Well, thanks a lot.
Right, fella. Bye.
Bye.
Yes, indeedy, Herb, that was a nice telephone conversation. And you know, boys and girls, that you can enter this contest and win these wonderful prizes. Just send a letter or original drawing to Herb Sheldon, NBC, New York 20, New York. Include your name, age, address, and telephone number.
Right, Egbert. And I'll tell you the names of the other prize winners in just a minute. But first, let's listen to a little music. Now, boys and girls, here are the names of the other prize winners in this week's contest. Danny Smith of Cody, Wyoming, has won a wonderful hobby oil painting set by Grumbacher, makers of the world's finest artist materials. Learn to paint with Grumbacher. Joey Montgomery of Salem, New York, and Regina Hiller of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, have each won a 6-month supply of Carville ice cream from the Carville ice cream stores. Your highway stop with the crown and cone on top. Edna Mae Keefe of Ballston Spa, New York, and Bobby Rowan of Bowman, North Dakota, are each awarded a fascinating Winner's Circle game. Now, if you love horses, you'll love to play this game. In fact, the Winner's Circle is really two games, since there are two sets of rules, one for you, one for Mom and Dad. Juliana Ingman of Bremerton, Washington, wins the 17-inch Emini toy clarinet with its own carrying case, and though the Emini clarinet is a scale model of a real clarinet, no lessons are needed. Tina Garcia of Jemez Pueblo, New Mexico, has won an Emini golden trumpet. The authentic details of this 13-inch Emini trumpet were copied from real trumpets and comes complete with a music stand, a music book, a trumpet mute, and a luggage-carrying case. Ann Sutton of Mount Olive, North Carolina, and Marlene Marcus of Absaroka, Montana, have each won Transigram's popular Prince Valiant game, a game to sharpen any youngster's wits and imagination. Transigram's exciting new game gives you a chance to recreate Prince Valiant's adventures in your own way. Charles Orwalt of Safford, Arizona, wins the fabulous Zoomer-Matic pistol. The exciting, fully automatic, no-bang toy pistol that shoots harmless plastic coils, which always come back. That's not all. The 10 special prizes of beautiful 3-pound selections of world-famous Barasini chocolates go to John Melvin Helgeson of Valeva, Wisconsin, Bernard Lynn Picard, Jr., of Nespelum, Washington, Sandra Curtis of Fort Thomas, Arizona, Alan Lucas of Fresno, California, Diana Kleinberger of Tucson, Arizona, John Daniels of South Dorset, Vermont, Pamela Grace West of Oakhurst, California, Eugene R. Morgan of Mobile, Alabama, Darlene Opp of Riverdale, North Dakota, and Linda Ryder of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho.
Gee, Herb, trying for all those prizes must be lots of fun for the boys and girls. Don't you think so?
Yes, but actually it's lots of fun for me too, you know, because this way I hear of parts of the country that I never knew about before. And even the ones that I heard about, well, I get to know a lot better. Then there are the pictures. Some wonderful pictures have been coming in.
Yes, I know, Herb. I've seen them. That was my point exactly when I was telling you about Glockenspiel U-Bob's new invention, the vacationometer.
Oh, that again. Egbert, I just can't possibly imagine a machine that does all of this for you.
Herb, you just wait and see. Glocky is sending it up. It does just the most incredible things in the world. It's the perfect invention for people, boys and girls, who just can't get away, who can't go on vacation.
Mm.
This machine just brings the vacation to you, right to you.
Mosquitoes, too, huh? That's the part about a vacation that I like the least, those mosquitoes.
Yes, Herb, this machine brings you a vacation complete with mosquitoes and ants and poison ivy. This machine has everything.
You mean poison ivy. Well, I'll say it has everything, Egbert. It sure has everything. Everything you don't want. Boy, what a machine. Boys and girls, it seems like a difficult thing to believe, this vacationometer that Egbert's friend Glockenspiel Neubob has invented. I would still rather go on a real vacation. It's a real vacation for me seeing all those pictures from all around the country of all those places you live in for the What's Your Hometown Like. And to enter our contest, just send me a letter or a drawing telling me about what your hometown is like. Include your name, your age, your address, your telephone number, and send your entries to me, Herb Sheldon, WNBC or NBC New York. New York 20, New York.
Today, hear the Mary Lee Taylor Show on the NBC Radio Network.